With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A busy legislative session at Province House hasn't slowed the announcements coming from the Nova Scotia government. The day started with an announcement of a new tax credit to help offset the cost of fertility care and surrogacy. From 2022 onward, Nova Scotians can claim 40% of the care and treatment costs, up to a maximum of $20,000 for applicant families. Following shortly after that announcement came news that applications are now open for the More Opportunity for Skilled Trades, or MOST, provincial income tax refund. The program refunds the provincial income tax paid on the first $50,000 of income earned by workers in eligible skilled trades and film and video occupations. Eligible workers must be under 30 in the tax year and be employed and registered as an apprentice or certified journeyman in an eligible trade, film, or video industry occupation to qualify. Both those credits will be applied after applicants have filed their 2022 taxes and can provide their notice of assessments from the Canada Revenue Agency. The afternoon started with an announcement from the province that mental health and addictions phone lines will be open weekday holidays beginning Good Friday, April 7th. That line is open most weekdays from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. For non-urgent medical health supports, the number to call is 1-855-922-1122. And finally, the province announced $10 million in funding to supply schools across Nova Scotia with more Chromebooks, iPads, and laptop computers. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.